Well, Tom Casper, our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners. He's a master gardener. He is the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society, and he was sent out a couple of weeks ago with an assignment to find dandelions, and he has indeed found dandelions. Hey there, TK.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
So is it bad for your reputation for people to know that you're out looking for dandelions? Just checking.
I don't know. I don't think so. I hope not. Dandelions are okay. So.
And you found some. Not in bloom yet, but
that's
you did
right.
find some.
Yep. Yeah, I found lots of them. Maybe it is bad for my reputation if I say they were in my lawn. Would that make it worse?
Well, no, because now your cover story is you're doing it for bees.
That's right. That's yeah. right.
So I
was true to my assignment and went out and found those dandelions, and because I'm concerned about bees, I left them. So there you go.
So what else have you been doing gardening-wise?
Well, this is really the gardener's time right now. There's so much going on for gardeners, and you can look both on the national scene and see what folks are talking about, but even on the local scene with what programs like community gardening are doing for gardeners in our community. They have their upcoming fruit tree and shrub sale, and people can check online for that, some of the available plants. That's coming up soon, so folks that are thinking about adding more edible kinds of things to their garden, to their permanent garden, because, of course, most of those things are things that will come back every year and produce every year. So look for information about that. They also have their seed and transplant sale coming up in maybe a month and a half or so. So that kind of stuff is already rolling. And the great thing about that is they're all varieties that they've hand-selected that do well in our climate, that do well here in northern Minnesota, northern Wisconsin. So you know that if you plant those and grow those properly, they're going to produce for you. So they have lots of those things for folks to think about. And you can even go in earlier. They do have their 2015 seed selections already in, so folks can go in if they want to get a jump on the season. And, of course, that's what lots of folks are doing. They are starting their transplants or starting their seeds early indoors. In a nice, bright, sunny window or under artificial light and getting a good jump on the growing season. And, of course, having those things growing in our house or our apartment is just sort of that gardener's optimism as to what's to come for the season. So,
not to mention how cool it makes your house look.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Having those lights glowing or having little seedlings started, it takes on an additional responsibility. And for gardeners that, we didn't have a terrible winter, but we had a relatively long winter with it starting early in November. So by now, 5 months later, we are really looking for green things and things that are growing. So certainly having some of those started in our house or in our place, even where you work, is a good thing for our psyche as gardeners or for people in general. So,
you know, I don't want to point fingers, but somebody that I know went to the South St. Louis sale and got some plants, trees, shrubs last year and did not have the yard properly prepared for all of these little new seedlings, treelets, whatever they are, and some of them didn't make it. Because that person wasn't ready to plant when they came home. What are some of the things that responsible people should be doing in their yards now? Because they've got these plant sales coming up in their minds, and they know they're going to want to go and get some new things for the garden. So are there some things they could be doing now to get prepared and ready?
Yeah, that's a great idea. And probably the first thing to do is to really think about what you're going to plant. And where you're going to plant it. So if you're going to that sale or any sale and purchasing, let's say, trees, they might start out as a tiny little 12-inch seedling or something like that or transplant. But, you know, if it's a mighty oak or maple tree, it might get 60 or 70 feet tall in its maturity. So being sure you plant that in a good spot. So the first thing you do...
Right underneath the power lines.
Yeah, exactly. Don't get Minnesota Power mad at you.
Yeah.
Look where that tree is going to eventually end up and make sure that you're giving it plenty of clearance from power lines. Also, it's proximity to your home or other structures on your property, so you don't want to plant a big, huge, what will become a, eventually a big, huge tree right next to the foundation of your house or garage or things like that. Or might that somewhere sometime might shade a garden if you've got a spot that you're also going to be working as a vegetable garden. So the thing you can do right now is be looking at that. You can also, you know, it's still a little cold. There's still frost in the ground. So starting to prepare beds or prepare plantings is probably not going to work yet. But probably by the time we talk in, again in 2 weeks, it will be. So but right now, the thing you can be doing is just kind of thinking about where they're going to be going. And then as the soil loosens up, you can start bed preparation. And we can talk about that in a couple weeks because you don't want to significantly modify that soil where you're going to plant those the plants that you're purchasing. But you do want to slightly modify it. You just don't want it too all significantly different than the existing soil around it. So.
All right, so here's this is a tip for impatient gardeners that I need. You plant a little birch from the tree sale, and the birch is maybe as round, it's got maybe the circumference of a pencil, where it's really, really thick, and it's maybe a foot tall, and you say to yourself, I know that eventually this is going to be a full-grown birch tree, but right now it looks sort of sad and lonely. Can you plant something around some of these things that then you can remove or transplant when the tree becomes a tree and not kind of the idea of a tree?
Sure, there's going to be, and again, it will depend on species or variety. Many of the shrubs that you purchase at that plant sale, or if you purchase at any kind of opportunity to buy those, it can be moved relatively easy, probably their first 8 to 10 years, and even longer, you know, depending on how strong you are. But anything that you plant as far as a shrub, you'd have a much easier time moving. Now, in the case of a tree, they're going to put down pretty deep or pretty strong root systems. So once you get past a certain point, it becomes physically, as far as doing it yourself, very difficult, but could be done mechanically.
No, but you could put like some cheerful petunias around it and kind of camouflage it as a tree until it becomes more tree-like.
Yeah, and certainly when you do get to the point where you're planting, maintaining a good mulch layer, which will protect it from not only our mowers, which is the greatest killer of young trees.
Which is why I got a bunch of those little plastic, the little pink, bright pink flags on the little wire stakes after one of the birch trees was inadvertently mowed flat.
Wait a minute, are we talking about your garden?
No.
I didn't know that.
No, but I did mow a birch tree flat, which are words you don't hear very often.
Yeah. So certainly maintaining a mulch layer, you know, a nice foot circumference circle around each of those plantings, or planting them in groupings so you so they're a little bit easier to care for, and then mulching those whole areas. It's good for the plant, keeps the mower away, as I mentioned, or the weed whacker away, but also retains moisture, and as that mulch breaks down, it also organically feeds those plantings. So there's lots of good reasons to mulch with a wood type of mulch. I would suggest staying away from rock and the rubberized things like that. That just does not do anything to help the plants. So.
All right. Well, when we talked with you next time, we're hoping that we can look forward to the frost being out of the ground, and that'll be tons of fun. So we're looking forward to it.
Sounds great. We'll talk to you soon.
Tom Casper this morning. He's a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society. He's also our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners every other Monday morning right here on Northland Morning.